with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Historically, government assassinations are often carried out with a patsy to take the fall and a professional or team of professionals to execute the target. This ensures success and gives the appearance that there was no conspiracy. It all gets blamed on a mentally disturbed lone gunman. But the alleged would-be Trump assassin was willing to go on a suicide mission. It was an easy shot, and he had at least 5 years of marksmanship training. The independent work of Asget Industries shows how our young suicide assassin could have been the lone gunman. But she is restricted to using the limited information we have gotten. According to the sound analysis of Mike Adams, there were at least three shooters.
I think round one is probably Crooks. Round two is Crooks. Round three is Crooks. I think these three rounds are Crooks. It's my guess. Rounds four and five are from the same distance as Crooks, but they are not Crooks. I think rounds four and five, right here, I think rounds four and five are from a rogue Secret Service team in the building that Crooks was on top of. So that's my guess. Round six is from medium range sniper. Round seven is long range sniper.
Several witnesses that day claimed that there was a second shooter in the water tower.
And I just screamed, "It's the sniper, it's the sniper," and he was firing down toward the water tower.
That's what we're hearing.
Fox News live streamed the following testimony, but omitted it from final edits.
By the fence where the other shooter was, there was one I heard in the water tower, there was one by the fence.
And still, obviously, initial reports.
NBC live streamed the following testimony of a woman who was in the front row.
He could see the sharpshooter on the behind Trump. He said the sharpshooter shot to the left. He killed the gentleman in the water tower here.
And omitted the following from the final edit.
Now they feel that there was two shooters on both sides. So they got the one on the tower on this side, but the one on the right side they never got. So that's why they wanted us to leave immediately, because they thought there's still a shooter out there somewhere. I'm glad that guy's no longer with us anymore in that tower. And I hope they get the other one too.
Images of the water tower show a shadow at the very top. Frame by frame analysis shows what could be described as muzzle flash or the reflection of a scope lens. Before any shots were fired, police were seen running towards the water tower.
Oh wow, where are they running to?
Multiple shooters makes more sense, but then how did they miss? Many are insisting that it was a staged event to inflame Trump's popularity.
We still don't know for sure whether Donald Trump was hit by a bullet, whether he was hit by glass fragments, whether he was hit by shrapnel. We don't have those details. We actually have no details from his physician, even though this man is still a Secret Service protected, you know, and presidential candidate. We knew almost nothing. Why? Why don't we know that much? We don't know why, for 9 full seconds, Donald Trump was allowed to stand back up during an active shooter situation, even though they, at that point, had said the shooter was down. How would have they know? How would they have known if there were more shooters or not? Nobody knew that there could have been 5 shooters for all they knew. Yet they allowed him to stand up in the middle of that, you know, crisis and pose for a photo and fist pump the air so he could get the iconic photo. And then they allowed him to stand up again outside of the SUV instead of just shoving him into the SUV. That seems really unusual. What is the actual injury to Donald Trump's ear that's under that bandage? Shouldn't we know that by now?
If it was fake, it was a flawless performance. And if it was authentic, it was not only sloppy, it was a millimeter away from chaos. Either way, Trump is now seen by many religious people as being ordained by God, and by others as being the Antichrist, who believers have been expecting to survive an assassination attempt. Reporting for...
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD.
Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
The American Journal with Chase Geyser.
Welcome back to the American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser. We are joined today by Eden Bieber, who is a professional information security and privacy expert who became an investigative journalist after exposing pharmaceutical contracts, vaccine dangers, and European energy market failures as some of his biggest scoops yet. You can follow Eden on X at EH_DEN or by Eden.substack.com. That's EHDEN.substack.com. Eden, it is an honor and a pleasure to be with you. Harrison Smith reached out to me this weekend, said I had to have you on about this CrowdStrike story in response to some of your recent postings. Alex Jones has been predicting for weeks that there's going to be a cyber attack. Obviously, it was very bizarre what happened this week with this CrowdStrike attack, for lack of a better term, and they're walking back and saying it was a technical issue. Can you just enlighten me as a layman of your just overall analysis of what the hell happened, man?
So, hi, Chase. So, my background is not pharmaceutical, even though I work for a big pharmaceutical company for a long time. I'm an information security person. I specialize in risk management of information security. And what we've seen this week, last week, was just incredible. First, the attempt on Trump, and then you have this insane scenario where a company which is well-known and well-respected professionally by a lot of people suddenly creates something that just could make sense. And my journey was to try to understand when two extremely unlikely events happening one after another, you go, okay, could there be any relationship with them? So, in order to understand why did I raise a concern / alarm here, you need to understand that the way software. So, first of all, what happened? We had this huge outage of Windows systems throughout the world. I saw one report that says a billion computer systems. I don't know how much, but what it ended up is that the reason for that was that the company that caused it, CrowdStrike, has a software that has been installed in many, many organizations, and it's part of their security solution. We're not going to go into the technical terms, but the main idea of that device, the solution is that it's a software that runs on a computer or server, could be a laptop, can be a server, can be anything that is a Windows. And the way it operates is while normal software is restricted, when you try to run a normal software or when you run a normal software like a browser, it doesn't really have access to other applications, doesn't really have access to different, the network card, et cetera, et cetera. It's isolated. And the reason for that, you want to be secure. When you have a security software, it runs in a more privileged mode and it has a elevated right. So it has the ability to investigate and to see what applications are doing, sometimes look inside their memory area, sometimes look into the network. That's what it does. And what happened is that specific application got an update and it crashed huge amount of systems. And the problem was that we are working, this is the domain, again, that I've been working for a long time. And when you have an event like that, you need to ask yourself, what are the chances that would happen? Since we work in information security, we need to manage risks. And that risk, that specific risk of that of a software that causes that going to cause a crash, this would be one of the top risks that you would have as a for a company that manufacture security software. So there's a lot of steps that happens before you before a change would be sent to clients. In the past, this process was manual, meaning somebody wrote the code, he transferred the code or whatever change he did to a group of testers who did the test, then it went to quality assurance. And every time the steps, they would go provide a report, and then it would send out to the clients. And then the clients would run it in an isolated environment, check that everything's okay, and then run it. Here, in the modern way of things, how things are being done, it doesn't work like that, because that and everything is automated. There's something called continuous. You have a CI/CD process, which means that you are developing things in a rapid way and you are deploying them in a rapid way. Mm-hmm. And in parallel to that, you have what you call continuous security. So the idea is that if you wrote a code or change, you would have a platform in your organization that you submit it via the platform. Go like, I want to submit a change. That change will automatically go, if you have the right to submit that change. That change, if it's a code, it would go through an automated process. Normally, it would check the syntax of whatever you wrote if there's any error. So you have an automated tools to check the syntax, the code that you wrote. Then that change would be compiled into something that needs to be acted, and then it would be tested. The testing would be done using and the testing on the quality assurance phase is a phase which is extremely automated. You run your tests versus a wide variety of your what's supposed to be your client systems,
right,
and you get a response from that. And if everything is okay, then it needs to be approved. And then somebody, then your clients will start to receive it while you would being allowed the option to be opt out of it. So if you, many clients would say, well, I don't want to run the latest update. I would wait for one update, the next update, while other people would survive it. Sometimes there's beta testers, sometimes some people who test it. What we had here is that we had a situation in which there was a change that was committed. For some reason, it managed to bypass, in some mysterious way, bypass all tests, which doesn't make any sense. Then it was sent to everyone. And usually deployment of changes are usually done by region. There was not even a region change. It was just sent to everyone. And everybody who had a Windows system got crashed. Now, the chances of that happening when you have a change, if that not being caught, everybody can think, well, of course, there's bugs in software, and that makes sense. But because of the scale of the amount of machines that went down, and because of what was the result and how you have to be able to recover the system, it raised a lot of alarms. It's very hard to imagine that the quality that specific change would have not be caught in a quality assurance test. You run it via huge amount of scenario, via huge amounts of machines that's supposed to be representing it, and it didn't work, and it crashed. It crashed what we called virtual machines, which Microsoft Cloud, one of the big Azure has had, the Microsoft Azure Cloud has a huge impact on it, because every virtual Windows desktop that runs on the Azure is running this code in it. And so it's very hard to imagine that they couldn't catch it before. And the problem is that what happened, and that's the thing that really was really shocking for me, the only way that you could have returned your system into a normal state was to log into the system when in what we call safe mode, which is in that situation, all your security stack, all the stuff that you add as your system administrator would add to your computer in order to protect it, in order to monitor it, in order to make sure that that you don't do any changes to things, you don't run anything, that is gone at that point of time. So that gives, if you're an administrator, you have a right to do a lot of things at that point in time, and the chances of somebody catching you is very low. The other thing which really raised my alarm is that if you If for any reason the attack on Trump, the assassination attempt on Trump, was more than a single shooter, and that has to do with somebody in the government, the U.S. government, 85 to 90% of the U.S. government are running Windows servers. So if they were running anything, any program that was, not computer program, but a program to assassinate Trump, and they would want to make it go away, this thing could have caused two things. First of all, if they would be running it only in the memory of the computer, since there are some ways to run things on the memory of the computer, this outage would have erased everything.
So this could have destroyed evidence around the assassination, exactly, is what you're saying.
Exactly. That would allow the people to remove evidence. Now, because it was such a huge outage, it also allows them to have, because everybody got hit by it. And if you have, let's say you have 1,000 systems, 999 of them are normal system. One system is the one that you are running the assassination attempt on Trump. The chances of, you don't raise any flags by accessing that specific system and erasing any traces from that system. So that creates really an environment where it's quite hard for me to accept the fact that this was just an incident. When two extremely unlikely events happen one after another, there's so much digital footprint that we leave everywhere, I cannot not think that this is connected. And then the next question is, why is it connected? How could it be connected?
So you're saying that not only was this attack just that, an intentional attack, but you're also saying that it seems like it's connected directly to the assassination attempt, and that one way that it could be connected is that by doing a massive broadstroke attack on all these systems, that sort of obfuscates the perception that this is for the sake of removing evidence from a specific targeted machine. If everybody gets hit, then it looks less suspicious than if a specific machine or device is attacked. Is that what you're saying, just so I can be clear?
Yes. Try to imagine that you are a three-letter agency and you have an operation that was involved in this attempt. Mm-hmm. Now, if you would, since we, the reason why I said it is because I think it's time sensitive. I think that there would be discussions. There would be an outside investigation. There would be a call, and I'm sure there's going to be some call to an outside investigation. We don't know yet what would be the quality of that, but we can imagine there's going to be an outside investigation. Now, if there's going to be an outside investigation, they would want to know, they would want to have access, they would try to bring their investigators to try to see what's happened. You need to remove evidence before that. And if that is the case, you need to create a distraction that would allow you to say why you access those servers. Why, and if you have a machine. So for example, if there was an operation, you would have secure comm that would be done. Nobody's using WhatsApp or using anything like that. You're not going to use a very dedicated software that would be used in order to run that. And you would run them on specific servers and you run them for a period of time. And if you want to remove that, you had any evidence on that specific systems, this is a great opportunity to remove it. If it's not, it would allow an incredible incredible justification for people to do a change. The next thing that could also happen is that this would be a great opportunity for people to say, "No, we had a crash and we lost data." That's a typical typical claim that you would have, and this could be a situation in which data loss can be justified. In a normal environment, you say, well, there's no justification, and somebody might say, well, I had a crash and I had to recover the system, and the backup that I and mm-hmm. I used the backup,
it which establishes was a week reasonable ago. Doubt. It establishes reasonable doubt of the deletion of evidence. So, do you think this is tied at all? Because the first thing that came to mind as I was hearing you respond to the last comment that I made was the Austin Wealth Management story, that they bet huge against the Donald Trump stocks the day before this assassination attempt. Then they walked it back and said it was a clerical error or a mistake. in how they made this stock bet that they filed. Do you think this is connected perhaps to that? Because CrowdStrike's got a history of kind of Soros-backed Democratic pushes. We know that Austin Wealth Management is a Soros-backed, heavily invested wealth management fund. They bet against Donald Trump the day before he was assassinated, then walked it back. Do you think that's connected in any way?
It could be connected. I do think that if the assassination attempt on Trump was not a lone shooter, as we are being told it is by everybody in mainstream media and their uncles, if it's not a lone shooter and that was a plot of something that was planned in advance, and that specific company was somebody had an insider information and they were trying to hedge it against it to gain financial gains out of it. I think it makes sense to think that that could have also been a reason. The point is like this. We have, the last time we had an assassination attempt that was that close was what, 81 with Ronald Reagan, right? So we have 43 years since the last attempt that reached that stage. And since there's so many questions about what really happened, things doesn't make sense in terms of what you've been told that could have happened and what everybody tell, what you realize that there's too so many question marks with regards, as you just showed in a clip about the sound signature, about the fact that the Secret Service were not in places that were supposed to be, like the tower, like this roof. When you have a situation like that, I'm pretty sure that this is my view is that since CrowdStrike had a history of working very closely with three later agencies, most likely the CIA, there is a very, very, and since CIA, we pretty much were known, had been involved in at least one assassination of one president in the US. We need to take into consideration that they needed to do a wipe up of information, and this specific activity that came from them could have been a great opportunity. Now, the thing that really bothered, because I publishing this thing was like, if publishing the FISA leak, publishing the FISA contracts was like shooting myself in the leg professionally. That was like shooting myself in the head. The amount of people that said that I'm some sort of a lunatic conspiracy theorist is just huge. So the impact on me professionally is very high. But you just cannot, from my perspective, you cannot just avoid the question. If those two are connected, what are they actually trying to achieve? And the most obvious thing that you can say is that to hide information, that would be the most logical thing to do. They pushed it, by the way, to Microsoft. So we had an outage also in the Azure cloud. And so this was a huge hit for a lot of organizations. It's the way that I see it is like one of those moments that you break the glass in case of emergency. This is a very rare. So if it was what I think it was, it was one of those events that you use something that you keep for emergency in order to hide away facts. Because the implications of evidence being surfacing as a result of not being able to wipe up your system clearly and clean, and then when investigators would come, you would say there's nothing here. The implication is treason, and that's death by hanging or something like that, or shooting. I don't know what it is in the US. It depends on the country, but that's a death penalty. So I think it makes sense in terms of the justification from what to activate it. And again, I would repeat, there is In the information world, we really changed the way we deploy software from the way that it was done in the past, where we develop and deploy software. Everything is automated right now. So you have this, what we call a pipeline. You have a product and it just runs up like a production line, like an assembly line. But instead of assembling parts into it and testing it and whatever, it's been done automated and you run a lot of scripts. And all this thing has been running for a long time. This product is, I think, something like 11 years old. So it's a mature product. It's not a product that has just been developed yesterday.
Right.
All those things that happen just does not make any sense. And to have this being pushed the way that it was pushed and in that specific manner just to me indicates that there it's like if you would ask any program, anybody who writes software code goes like, there's no way that I can push into production something so fast that, that doesn't go through testing. And since it crushed even virtual machines, the usually because usually when you send something like that, you test it on real machines and images of machines that runs in a cloud. It was crushing even virtual machines. So the, right. the idea that was obviously not captured.
Beyond just negligence. I mean, it seemed very obvious that it was intentional. That they would just propagate this across all systems without going through a test phase, even though the virtual machines share it. Now, we've only got a couple of minutes left. Yes. And so I want to ask you, can you just, for my sake and for the sake of the audience, share just a brief overview of what CrowdStrike is, a little context around their history, just so we can give the audience a sense of who was behind this?
So CrowdStrike is a company that started in 2011, established by two people. One of them is an immigrant from Russia who moved to the U.S. at the age of 13, if I remember correctly. CrowdStrike became very famous when the Hillary Clinton email server popped out, and it turned out that Hillary Clinton was having its own private email server in which she was sending messages right. from and to. When that thing was supposed to go into investigation, it didn't went to the FBI, it went to CrowdStrike. Mm-hmm. Now, and if I remember correctly, CrowdStrike at that point it was located in Ukraine, out of all the places in the world. And the point is that if you would have normally, since because of the nature of the communication that was supposed to be on that server, which was supposed to be, in terms of classification, would be top secret plus, there is no way that you send it to a company that's supposed to be a private company unless it's a front page. It's just a cover up for an organization that worked for you as part of the government. And right. so I think they're very tied.
They've got a history of contracts with organizations and entities like the DNC. I mean, they seem yes. to be favored by the left.
They seem to be favored by the deep state. I would describe it like that.
Same and, thing.
And yeah. yeah, tomatoes, potatoes. Yeah, I know. It's just like that. It's the same word, but we really are in this insane situation that companies that are the challenge that we have is that those are supposed to be the gatekeepers in terms of information security. Those organizations supposed to be the organizations that supposed to provide your companies the ability to handle information security risks. Mm-hmm.
But they're the ones that perpetuate the actual attacks, and then they're responsible for investigating their own attacks. It's like when the FBI commits a scandal or a crime and they conduct an internal investigation. If the CIA is involved in a scandal and they conduct an internal investigation, there's an inherent conflict of interest, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think that you cannot really assign anybody... You need to assign a truly independent organization to try a third party. And the challenge is that there's really rare. Like, you cannot trust the Big Four, the consulting agency. You can't trust the government to check because they are in ties with this organization.
All compromised. Eden, it has been an honor and a pleasure to have you. This is Eden Bieber. Make sure you guys follow him on X at @EH_DEN or follow him, Eden.substack.com. Honor and a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for your expertise. Really fascinating, terrifying stuff, man.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in the brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down. We caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is the American Journal, where Chase Geyser brings America's stories to the forefront.
Welcome back to the American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning. Wow, what an outstanding guest in the last segment, Eden Bieber. Make sure you follow him on X at EH_DEN or EHDEN.substack.com. Fascinating cybersecurity analysis of what happened last week with CrowdStrike and the cyber attacks. We're going to get that segment out as soon as possible on at InfoWars on X, as well as on band.video. I think we're going to call it Evidence Soros-Backed Trump Assassination Destroyed by CrowdStrike Attack, whatever I gave Reese. I hadn't heard that angle, man, and he really made the case for it. Fascinating stuff. Now, before we had the guest, we got into the Cheadle, the Kim Cheadle hearing, which is happening right now. And like all hearings, it's incredibly enlightening and also not enlightening at all and incredibly boring. So we're not going to go back into it because I think we saw everything we needed to see in the first 20 minutes or so of that hearing. She is not going to answer any meaningful questions. Half of the committee is just trying to use this as an excuse to talk against gun violence and propose gun legislation. The other half is trying to get us involved in war with Iran, and the other third, I suppose, is actually asking honest questions. But I do want to give out the number, 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. We're only going to be able to get to a few calls because we just have 25 minutes or so left of the show this morning. But the sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. And as soon as the board starts to populate, I will start calling on people. And I do want to issue one correction as well. I referred to the Soros-backed company that was investing and betting against Donald Trump as Austin Wealth Management, but it was actually Austin Private Wealth, so excuse me on that. And apparently CrowdStrike is now based in Austin. But I want to, just for this segment, while we get calls and screen the calls, I want to talk to you about what we saw from this Kim Cheadle hearing this morning. I mean, she kept using the excuse that this event just occurred 9 days ago as the reason that she was unable to answer the most obvious questions, reluctant to even answer questions like whether or not the shooter had used a drone before the event, finally admitting that the FBI had given her that information, refusing to discuss what the perimeter was supposed to be, refusing to answer the question of how many Secret Service agents were on the ground, dodging questions about whether or not assets or resources were denied upon request by the Trump campaign from Secret Service, and even in preceding instances, failing to answer questions about the Iranian threat, which probably shouldn't have even been posed because it's just a warmongering type rhetoric. And basically acting or playing dumb regarding all of the details around the shooter, saying that 9 days was the reason that, you know, we're still investigating. They knew everything within 24 hours. She wouldn't even answer a question as to the details of the conversation she had with a Secret Service agent responsible for taking out the target, the shooter. Absolutely unbelievable how obvious this is, that this is a total deep state cover-up of an assassination attempt on the former president, Donald Trump, the leading front runner in this race for the president of the United States for his second term, really his third term, but his second term. Just mind-boggling the audacity of these people to just lie and cover and lie and cover, and the total failure of accountability. And I'm glad that this hearing is happening because it makes it apparent to the American people that there's a cover-up going on here. But I am inclined to think that there is going to be zero accountability for these people unless Donald Trump himself is elected. We have reports here that Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle, a close friend of the Biden crime family, Jill's office recommended her for the position. I'm going to recommend the person for the position who's most likely to be responsible or complicit in the assassination of our political opponent. Sounds like a conflict of interest to me when you have recommendations for the security of your political opponent. You know, I can't imagine. Can you imagine if Bill Gates was responsible for recommending the security of InfoWars? Or if George Soros was responsible for determining who the head of security would be for InfoWars? Or any of these leftists, if they were responsible for determining who runs the security of InfoWars? I mean, that's basically what happened with the CRO when our own enemies are responsible for who's determining who's going to have power over the company, federal government. When the Department of Justice is calling them and recommending that we be shut down immediately because of a security risk. Similar stuff. I'm telling you guys, I'm really afraid for Alex. I'm really afraid for President Trump. But I am going to go to your calls. Let's go straight to Tim and Callie. Tim, what is on your mind this morning?
Things there, Chase. Good morning. Yeah, one of the, you were mentioning some points that Senator Johnson had made. One other thing he mentioned was that there was some kind of gray suit that crawled up on the roof after they had already killed the shooter. And after they went up there, through conversations, he ended up saying, hey, you got to send all your photos over here to this other text number. And they thought it was a Secret Service guy. And sure enough, the guy on the roof was. But the one that they wanted him to send the photos to was actually ATF. So why does an ATF guy need to have everyone send their photos down from the roof? Anyways, that's not why I called in. That's just a rabbit hole you can go chasing after. Why I called in is you mentioned that maybe they'll pick Mayor Pete.
Yep,
Pete Buttigieg to be part of this thing. And I thought, well, if that's true, and there's plenty of things been going on in what's his bailiwick that nobody even talks about. It's just so routine now. For instance, on Friday night, we had a train derailment in Ottawa, Kansas, and that was you know.
It seems like every other week there's another one.
Well, no, there was another one in Big Lake, Minnesota, Saturday morning. And yet another one in Fredericksburg, Virginia, on Saturday night. And by the way, that one knocked down a wall that knocked down like four parking garages or some crazy crap like that. I mean, this is just insane, the kind of stuff. And then I saw another one where Southwest Airlines came within like 170 feet of touching down when it was trying to make an approach to one of these Florida airports and had to divert somewhere else because he just about, you know, got everyone clowned, not paying attention. And that's happened before recently, too, where, you know,
I've been on a plane where that's happened, where we've been about to land and the pilot pulls up because there's a plane in the way, in the runway. It's terrifying.
But anyways, you get the point. This guy's supposed to be in charge of all this stuff, and these things are happening, and because the news cycle is all caught on one thing, nobody even mentions this. So if anyone's going to drag him out there and say, here's our new guy, it's going to be Pete, it's like, okay, Pete, what are you doing about this, and this? Oh, I didn't know anyone knew.
Yeah, unbelievable. Well, obviously, everybody on the left has been showing up kind of out of nowhere. We've seen Hillary on screen for the first time in basically years, a lot recently. She's doing a book tour. We saw Pete doing night shows on major networks in the last couple of weeks for the first time in forever. He's kind of disappeared up until this moment. Gavin Newsom showing up out of nowhere. Reports from the Obamas for the first time out of nowhere. There's obviously been an understanding among Democratic leaders that this is going to be a contested open convention. And I think a lot of the endorsements and the denying of the crown is just that. It's the initial refusal of the crown a few times before it's accepted. I think we're going to have a very, very competitive open convention. We'll see here. Maybe the entire Democratic Party will rally around Kamala Harris and just double down on a bad candidate. But I doubt it. Based on what we've seen from AOC and all the other evidence and the fact that Kamala Harris is one of the most unpopular people in the history of politics itself, I think that she is really going to have to run even harder against her own party than against the Trump campaign. I'm going to get some more calls on the other side of this break. Godzilla, stay on the line. I'm going to go to you, Jeff, and others that I see lined up as well. So please stay on the line. In the meantime, don't forget to visit InfoWarsStore.com. It is now more important than ever that you support this network and keep us on the air. We have to prove ourselves in the next 30 to 90 days. So please buy something. Do not be the reason that we get shut down by these courts by not being profitable over the course of the next couple of months. We need to show that we're making money in order for the judge to allow us to move on from this nightmare that we've been under, this lawfare that we've been under. So please check out organic ashwagandha with black pepper at InfoWarsStore.com or check out Joint Relief Max. These InfoWars MD products are great products. We have an infinite supply of them. Please get them now. Not only are they an investment in your health and they actually work and the best thing you can get for yourself to stay healthy, but they keep InfoWars on the air in a time where free speech is needed to save humanity itself. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Explain how the central bank digital currency, ESG-controlled corporate governance, controlling what you can do and spend, corporations, governments, private individuals, how they use that as the next bubble with the unified ledger. This is key because their bridge to get out of this bubble is the next level of total control to take a giant slice of everybody's life, but not call it a bail-in, just call it a social credit score.
Yeah. So let me, if I may, put this into the context of you and what you've gone through in this bankruptcy that you've had to go through and everything happening with InfoWars. You know, they didn't like what you had to say, so they froze you from your bank account. You couldn't access your money, right? So that took a legal process to get to that point. This is that exact same scenario, them separating you from your money, but without a legal process. They can just do it because they don't like you, because they don't like your ideology.
Now, slow down. That's just key, Dr. Elliott. This is a central bank ledger. Just sounds like a turn, people. No, everyone is in bankruptcy, private companies, corporations, the general public. That's why they say, hello, nothing like it. And then they unify it and take what they want. Your mortgage, everything is unified.
Everything. See, every asset that you have that's in this digital form, whether it's a bank account, checking account, savings account, money market, stock, bond, mutual fund, brokerage account, all of that stuff, and anything with a title like your house, right? You can be put into this unified ledger. Now, the World Economic Forum has explained this really well in the sense of this is digital money. It's programmable money. meaning they tokenize, or they put all of your assets into a packet, and that packet is now can be sold, right? This is like a derivative. You can flip off the ownership with a flip of a button saying, okay, Alex, you no longer own all of this stuff that you thought you had. We're flipping the switch and we're going to give it to person B or person C or to the government, right? They can do whatever they want. This is what programmable money and a unified ledger is. And to make it really dangerous is that it's based on your digital social profile and your social credit score. Now, we're not talking about a dystopian future, right? We saw this happen with the truckers in Canada.
The British Prime Minister said, if you don't accept military service, we'll just turn your bank account off. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of these things seem to be a stretch in people's minds, right? It's like, oh, this is the mark of the beast. This is way down the road. We've seen it, you know, bank accounts.
Well, that's right. You're not covering things that are coming. This is all being rolled out now. They have gas station chains all over Europe, the U.S., including in Oklahoma and Texas, where you've got to swipe a card to get in the building. You got to swipe a card to buy gas just to prove you're even able to buy it. I mean, it's coming in.
We're not just talking about freedom here, right? Financial freedom, getting out of harm's way of these digital assets. We're also doing something that we get the best of both worlds, asset protection and growth. And that's what makes it such an amazing
Nothing's performed as good as silver. And I haven't had a silver or gold sponsor because so many of them sell numismatics, rip people off. You are the number one bullion dealer in America right now because you've got the best deals. Look at that 12-year graph, folks. This is a no-brainer to protect your assets and probably have growth. We can't guarantee anything, but my God, you're crazy if you don't call Dr. Kirk Elliott at 720-605-3900.
Welcome back to the American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, your host for the remainder of the show this morning. We have 10 minutes and 21 seconds left before we go to break, followed by the great Alex Jones. Make sure you stay tuned. He is in studio today. He's been in studio actually for quite some time this morning, running around, very active, very excited to be on air today. So make sure you stay tuned. It is going to be a historic broadcast of the Alex Jones Show in just about 10 minutes or so. But in the meantime, we are going to go to your calls. Godzilla in Tokyo. Gertzera! What's on your mind?
Hey, Chase, how you doing? Yeah, I saw that thing with the Secret Service Kimberly Cheater.
Yeah.
And, like, it seems to me like how she's spazzing out, that she's clearly involved in there. You know, maybe I think she took some money, you know. Obviously, if you're going to be involved, you're going to take money for it, and they're threatening her life. She's like stonewalling and dodging questions like crazy.
Yes, she's acting like a defendant on the stand for a murder.
Yeah, like is like she like in a hostage situation or something, you know? Like she's fiddling with her pen and stuff and not answering any questions, you know? Absolutely bizarre that she has no information when you're literally in one of the most prestigious information gathering fields like the Secret Service, you know, that's one of your main jobs. And she's dodging all these questions, and that in combination with the media involvement and them pushing for Iran is really painting a dark picture of some sort of giant group of people going after Trump, you know?
Like the deep state. I mean, there's an entire political establishment which is just determined to eradicate this person by any means necessary. And they've tried to go through all three lives. They tried to kill him with cancellation, didn't work. They tried to kill him with prosecution and imprisonment, didn't work. Now they're trying to kill him by actually trying to kill him. And I don't think it's going to be the last time, but Godzilla, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go straight to Baker in California. Baker, what's on your mind? Baker, are you with us? I'm seeing a blue light. I don't usually see a blue light. Are you on there? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yep, I hear you. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, so we have to remember that Trump was supposed to get his brains blown out on TV, okay? This hearing was never supposed to happen this way. So if Trump had died, all the same questions would still be raised, but then we would be in total chaos right now. That's what I think the plan was, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, that failed. And so now they're actually having to do this hearing. Heck, even if there was a hearing, if he got killed, the chaos that would still ensue would be able to distract it. Now, I love to see Cheadle squirm up there, but you know what? Shout out to Raskin, dude. He actually asked good questions, and I'm surprised.
He did. The only thing I didn't like was at the end he threw in a little zinger against AR-15s, but other than that, he asked pretty damn good questions, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I believe in redemption arcs, and so I watch conservative news a lot, and I noticed that a lot of their sponsors, like on Real America's Voice, you'll never get a mainstream like big food company or anything like that. Okay, but after the RNC, I saw a Wiener Schnitzel commercial that was, it said like the life, liberty, and the pursuit of lemonade. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So liberty.
Populism is finally becoming mainstream.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I don't care if people hated liberty. If they come on our side, then fine. Dude, I used to hate J.D. Vance. He called Trump America's Hitler. He called Trump supporters idiots. And I've been a Trump supporter since day one in California. And that was a time when it was dangerous, dude. It was literally dangerous to be a Trump supporter, dude. These people are psychos.
It's more dangerous now than ever, though. I'll tell you what. I mean, it's more acceptable and more dangerous at the same time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And so, you know what, J.D. Vance? I'm with you, brother. You're saying all the good stuff, you know. And, yeah, I used to hate him, dude. I used to call him I used to say the worst about him. But you
sure, I mean, when you're coming off as a number Trumper, you come off like a Dan Crenshaw or something. But the fact of the matter is, if you trust Donald Trump, then you should trust J.D. Vance, because Trump would not have selected somebody who he believed was going to betray him or loathed him to be VP, especially not this time after Mike Pence betrayed him the first round. So, yeah, I'm with you, man. I totally like J.D. Vance. I support him. I forgive him for being a never-Trumper. I think that he turned over a new leaf. I think he just needed to see politics play out a little bit more before he was able to make the right call. But yeah, 100%. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go to Corn Pop in Maine. Corn Pop, what do you think about Hillary's reemergence?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, so I pushed in a few things on X. I tagged you in a lot about Counter-Strike. Another thing, a commercial that Hillary Clinton was in about a year ago, where it just so hints about her running again in a really crazy situation, how she was just prepared at a moment's notice. So it's pretty, once you watch it, you understand how it ties into right now. I think the next ticket is, I was one of those people that said it was going to be Big Mike, but I am now convinced that they're going to push Camel Toe aside and they are going to have Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama as vice president. That's what they're going to try to do.
Oh, also, yeah, because there's a legal theory that even if a president has served two terms, they could technically be the vice president again. Is that right?
Yes, that's where I think it's going to go.
And that would
also be wild. I shared a funny picture with you. If you guys want to show it on screen, it's hilarious. Kamala Harris was out trying to earn some campaign funds last night. I have a giant banner that I had. It's a big old banner with her on it.
I saw that. Kamala Harris. I saw that. Kamala Harris giving blowjobs on the other side of the banner. $5,
$5,
right?
$5 first come.
Yeah, first serve, man.
Stuck their way to the top, man. Hey, one thing real quick, Patriots, I just want to say this. Things are about to get really crazy. Don't freak out. Trust the process. I know that sounds crazy, but you know what? I know you guys ain't on the whole Q thing, because some of the Q people are crazy, especially the ones that are trying to say that this assassination was staged. You're making the rest of us people look crazy. It was not staged. Trump's head almost did get blown off. But go look at the few posts, especially the one where it talks about a change of batter. I also tagged you guys in it last night. You know, it's right on point of what's going on. I mean, like what you guys say about Alex Jones, how many times can this man be right before you guys believe him? How many times can the Q board be right before we start having this talk again? Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely, Corn Pop. Thank you so much for your call. Always an honor and a pleasure to speak to you. Let's go to Urban, Ohio. Herb, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just wondering how many votes Biden's going to get, even though he's been taken off the ticket with early voting and all the made-up ballots already.
Yeah, well, it'd be interesting to see if he gets a lot of votes, but it's funny because I was thinking about this the other day. He went from more votes than any president in history to tied for the least votes of any presidential candidate in history, right?
Oh, jeez. That's crazy.
It's unbelievable, but, unbelievable stuff, man. So what do you think is going to happen? Do you think Kamala's actually going to be the candidate?
I don't think it is. I think it's going to be Hillary, like Alex is saying.
Yeah, either Hillary or Big Mike.
Did you see that deepfake video
of Big Mike? This is clip number 38. I don't know if you're watching or listening, but it's just a short 18-second clip. Let's go ahead and run 38, and then I'll keep talking to you on the other side, Herb.
If elected in 2024, what will you do first?
First of all, I would Will Smith half of Congress. I would walk through Congress like, whacka, 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 whacka. Make them reevaluate.
Herb, did you ever see that?
Yeah, I haven't seen that, but that's awesome, man. But hey, there's a video going around on TikTok. I don't know whether it's real or not, but it's by a guy named Sophisticated Biker. He's showing Trump.
There's no such thing.
And then it shows a police officer or a fatigue come over and actually like point his rifle towards the car, and then the Secret Service waves him off.
Weird. Huh. Well, I'll have to look into that. I don't know if that's true or not, Herb. But hey, listen, man, I'm so glad you called. Great comments about the dead ballot scene, where they're going to go. We've only got 1 minute left, so I am going to plug one more time because it's so imperative that we stay on the air. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get any of the amazing products. I highly recommend Life Select storable food. It's got 25-year shelf life, and it's going to be something that you wish you had when World War III breaks out and the surface of the planet becomes a radiated apocalypse. But make sure that if you get the Life Select at InfoWarsStore.com, you also get the Alexa Pure Water Filter so you can prepare the storable food with clean water in the event that everything gets shut down, annihilated, apocalyptic, and dystopian. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. I highly recommend Life Select Storable Food. I highly recommend the Alexa Pure Water Filter. Also, any of the InfoWars MD products, including the organic ashwagandha with black pepper for clarity and well-being, and the Joint Relief Max, which is an advanced combination of vitamins, extracts, and amino acids for natural joint health. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and save us, save humanity.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster, and treat those two impostors just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.